Welcome to worship at St. Olaf Lutheran Church in Fort Dodge, Iowa. We are blessed to have you join us this morning for our online service. My name is Pastor Emily Sauer, and I would like to thank our participants in today's recording. If you get a chance, please reach out to thank them for sharing their gifts and talents. Today, I'd like to thank Bob and Mark for recording our services, for Mark, who will edit them for upload, to Jason on our piano, Linda and Scott, who will be our song leaders, Laura, who will be providing our children's sermon, and also Heather Liska and her family, who will participate today in the blessing and sending for our interim Christian Ed director, Laura Stover. So we'll say goodbye to her today. So if you get a chance, please reach out to Laura by sending a card. That information has been emailed to the congregation. Today is Red Pentecost Sunday. And Pentecost derives its name from the Jewish festival celebrating the harvest and giving of the law on Mount Sinai 50 days after Passover. 50 days after Easter, we celebrate the Holy Spirit as God's presence within and among us. In Acts, the Spirit arrives in a rushing wind and flame, bringing God's presence to all people. Paul reminds us that though we each have different capacities, we are unified in the Spirit that equips us with these gifts. Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit on his disciples, empowering them to forgive sin. We celebrate that we too are given the breath of the Holy Spirit and sent out to proclaim God's redeeming love to all the world. You are invited at home to light a candle and fill a bowl of water to remember your baptism.
Hymn number 629, verses 1, 3, and 5. With me, fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me.
I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power, who like thyself my guide and stay can be. Through cloud and sunshine, oh, abide with me.
Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks on earth's vain shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are raised with him to new life. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, from the beginning you created us in your image and planted us in a well-watered garden. In the desert, you promised pools of water for the parched and gave us water from the rock. When we did not know the way, you sent the Good Shepherd to lead us to still waters. and at the cross you watered from Jesus' wounded side, and on this day you shower us again with the water of life. We praise you for your salvation through water, for the water in this font, and for all water everywhere. Bathe us in your forgiveness, grace, and love. Satisfy the thirsty and give us the life only you can give. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, on this day you open the hearts of your faithful people by sending into us your Holy Spirit. Direct us by the light of that Spirit that we may have right judgment in all things and in all rejoice at all times in your peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Is from the book of Acts. Pentecost was a Jewish harvest festival that marked the 50th day after Passover. Luke portrays the Holy Spirit being poured out upon the disciples before the gathered and astonished people assembled in Jerusalem for the festival. Filled with the Spirit, the disciples were able to witness to the power of Christ's resurrection. We read from Acts chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. He said, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Our Holy Gospel is from John chapter 20. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Good morning, friends. It's time for another children's moment. And I am so lucky today that I actually have a lovely assistant standing by me, my friend Michaela. She doesn't really know what she's gotten herself into this morning, but it's going to be fun, I promise. Now, what I first need you to do is earlier this week, you got something in the mail from me. And in that envelope was a red balloon. Would you mind holding that for me? A piece of red crepe paper, and a small but mighty container of Pop Rocks. Thank you, lovely assistant. Now, we're going to talk about a party today. Party. So if you've got your three things, Michaela, do you think any of those things ever are available when you have a party?
Nope.
Do you ever use balloons or crepe paper when it's your birthday? Yeah, sure. I think I've even been to your house with balloons and crepe paper, haven't I? For your brothers who both had birthdays not too long ago. Now, normally I don't really think of Pop Rocks as a party food. Do you?
Yeah.
You do. Okay, great. Then I have done well. Got three fun things that are going to help us have a party today. Now, there is a little catch to this party. You have to be able to tell the story why we have these three things, and then you'll be able to really celebrate. So as you heard just a few minutes ago, Scott read a really cool story from Acts, and believe it or not, everybody, it's in your beginner's Bible too. So if you don't already have that Bible, go get it, put me on pause again, and then we can read the story together. Now make sure you have all three of your supplies handy, and we're going to get ready to tell the story. All right, thousands of people went to Jerusalem to celebrate a Jewish holiday called
Pentecost.
Pentecost.
Yes. They came from many countries and spoke many different languages. Do you know any other languages?
Spanish.
Great. We might need that. Okay. Hold that thought. Hola. Right? Okay. All right, Jesus' disciples were staying there, and they were praying together. Suddenly, a noise filled the room. I need the balloon now. Thank you, lovely assistant. So everyone, it was like a strong wind. Now, if you have plenty of wind in you right now, then blow your balloon up. As big as you can go, but don't let it pop. All right, you're going to hold the microphone for me now. And then we're going to hear what it sounded like. Whoa, was that cool?
Yeah.
Can you imagine this kind of noise all around people? They've got to be thinking, what's going on? All right. The next thing that happened is the Holy Spirit appeared to each person like a tongue of fire. So get your crepe paper on top of their head. There it is. Woo! Are you feeling hot? You got the flame on you? Yes! A tongue of fire. So cool. All right. Finally, the third thing that happened, and you're already all smart. You know what you need now. Pop Rocks. They started talking in languages they didn't even know. Rip that open. I started it for you. Pop some Pop Rocks in your mouth, and we're going to imagine this is languages being spoken we don't even know.
In your mouth. Ooh, so cool.
Do we know that language?
No,
it's too hard. Keep going. You're doing fine.
Love the sound.
Yes, this is so cool. The wind, tongues of fire, and languages
Even pop rocks don't understand. That's right. The people in Jerusalem heard all of this, and they came to see what was happening. I didn't bring any water. Are you okay? Okay, good. The people were amazed. Peter explained about God's plan and invited people to ask Jesus to forgive them of their sins and then to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. 3,000 people did. And so the church was born. Is that a party or what? Yes, a party when 3,000 people asked Jesus into their heart and decided to become followers of Jesus. Now, you've got all the supplies. You're ready to tell the story to your family and celebrate this joyous day called Pentecost, or the birthday of the church. Let's put our hands together and we'll pray. Give me a one, a two, three. God, thank you so much that we get to celebrate your Holy Spirit in our lives and what that meant all those years ago for people to come to know you and ask your son Jesus into their hearts. There is no greater party on heaven or earth than when someone asks you into their life. So Lord, we pray for all of our friends that are listening today that they too might make that decision. And may you bless each of them as they tell this story to their friends and family. We love you, Lord, and we thank you so much. And we pray it in Jesus' name. And all God's kids and people said,
Amen.
Amen.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. And I'll say it again. Hey, God. Come, Holy Spirit, come quickly to our aid. Please. We need the Spirit now more than ever. Our world is broken, divided, afraid, so we pray, come, Holy Spirit, hurry to our aid. Our people are worried, confused, dismayed. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Our church, the entire Holy Christian Church, is discerning, praying, questioning. Come, Holy Spirit. How will we know that the Spirit has come? It was exactly this time last year that I was making preparations for our 7-hour journey from Bourbonnais, Illinois, to the small town of Algona, Iowa. One of my favorite church secretaries, Janine, is from First Lutheran Church, my internship congregation in Algona. Her daughter, Sarah, was marrying an Australian. What are the chances? She contacted me. Sarah would love for you to help officiate her wedding to Andrew. Would you please come? Of course, I tell her. Janine is one of the best people on the planet and has a real close spot next to Jesus. So I told her, yes, Janine, I would love to. I spent a lot of time writing their wedding sermon. My internship supervisor, Pastor Homer, and his wife, Linnea, would be there in addition to half of that congregation. The pressure was high. Dear God, please help make this sermon a good one. Come, Holy Spirit. I made the trek, and on the drive, that stretch of drive from Fort Dodge to Algona on 169, it's about a 45-minute drive of nothing. That drive, God speaks in the car, right? And on that drive, I turned into crying. Do you know what it feels like to go home? I loved these folks. They loved me, and I knew there was going to be hugs. But this 45-minute drive was also a sad one. I had taken that drive so many times as I had fallen in love with my ex-husband,
the father of our children. The tears were flowing simply knowing that these church folks loved me and would receive me with open arms, but also in knowing the girl that used to travel that 169 in 2005. She is no more. The wedding was a beautiful, sun-shining 70-degree day. Sarah was gorgeous in her long wedding dress. The Australians were super friendly, and I have to add, very good dancers. The sermon went over well. And after the service, Pastor Dave Grinberg at First Lutheran said, "You know, my former parish, St. Olaf in Fort Dodge, is searching for a new pastor. Are you interested?" Of course I wasn't. I had just bought a house the year before. Yet something in me, that still, quiet voice said, "Tell Pastor Dave yes." When believers tell non-believers that God speaks to them, well, we get funny looks. It is true. God is still speaking. Sometimes God has a voice. Sometimes God is this visible sign. God's presence and direction is all around us. How open are we to it? Pastor Dave's question, "Are you interested?" Well, I just bought a house, but sure, I guess, yeah, you can give them my name. As I left to head back to Illinois, I hoped that all of that was a huge misunderstanding and the suggestion would pass. My name wouldn't go to whoever it needed to. I'd never hear from St. Olaf again. I didn't want to move. But on the way home, I drove by St. Olaf to check it out. My friend, who had attended the wedding with me, as my date, looked at me and said, "You're coming here. Come, Holy Spirit, come." The rest is history. 1 year later, exactly, here we are. The Spirit, she blows, and she blows where she may, and we never know where it will take us. But I can tell you, meeting this congregation the first time, I knew this was the Spirit. When it is God's call, we know. We know it in our hearts and in the very core of ourselves that God still speaks. And non-believers can still look at us like we're crazy. Are we open to listening? Today we celebrate the Pentecost, where the Spirit descended upon the early church in this rush of wind and holy fire and speaking in tongues, the whole order. It was a wild moment to be the church because the Spirit was so unexpected. In our gospel, Jesus tells his first followers, "Receive the Holy Spirit," and then he breathes on them. And that's it. The Spirit is theirs. Come, Holy Spirit, come. God's gift of presence is within them forever. They are never alone. God's gift of presence is within us forever. We are never alone. This is our last Sunday with our interim Christian Ed director, Laura Stover. Try not to cry. If we want an example of a person following the Spirit, it is Laura. God stirs in us and often makes us question, is saying yes to God's request the right one? The Spirit's breath is strong. And when it's God's will, that direction, his urging is undeniable. Laura was hired as interim, overseeing our education programming. Our kids all love Laura. She is amazing with our kids. Upon first meeting her, my two kids, Drew and Rachel, loved her so much that when they heard that she was leaving, "Why does she have to leave, Mom? Will she still be our friend?" Will she still see us? These are questions from kids, though. Yes. I assured them that she will always be our friend and our sister in Christ. This lady is a faithful person who truly has a heart for children and God. And she too, like many of us, has had her heart broken. So I think it's important to see in her story the amazing ability that God's Spirit works in us to bring healing and wholeness. I pray her time here not only filled her cup with Jesus and our awesome kids, but also to know St. Olaf has and will continue to be a safe place and home for you. Please come back and see us. We love you. So why is she leaving then? Why is she going if we love her and she loves us? That's the Spirit's call sometimes. I know it's hard to understand. Laura felt God's pull in a new direction in her life, but also the future of our church. There isn't a list of, because of all these, I'm leaving. It's, God has spoken to me in, this is what I hear. We have to all be brave. So we pray now, come, Holy Spirit, come. May God bless Laura and Curtis and their families as they seek God's call for whatever is next. We leave as friends knowing that we have been better together. Today, we pray, Holy Spirit, come. I know that the Spirit was at First Lutheran and in Janine as their secretary. And I know that Janine's daughter, Sarah, had opened her heart to meet an Australian named Andrew in London, then to go on and fall in love and get married. And I know that God's Spirit brought us all together in that wedding where Pastor Dave felt the Spirit urging, hey, are you interested? And even though I wasn't interested in leaving my new home and comfortable setup, the Spirit's nudge said, yeah, maybe. And even though the first feeling was maybe, God's Spirit worked in me to then say yes, the call committee to say yes, the congregation to say yes, so that I can be up front here right now so that we can bless Laura, a woman whom God's Spirit brought here to minister in the in-between time of waiting. She was faithful to God's call in spirit, and even in these next steps, she trusts the one who calls her by name. You see how it's all connected? And how we are just one tiny little blip on this gigantic planet full of people. Can you see God's hand in everything? The Spirit goes on and goes on and goes on. From London to Algona to Illinois to Fort Dodge to St. Olaf to Laura, to all of us. What's next? God's Spirit knows, so we trust and we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.
Spirit, Spirit of gentleness, blow through the wilderness, calling and free. Spirit, Spirit of restlessness, stir me from placidness, wind, wind on the sea. You moved on the waters, you called to the deep. Then you coaxed up the mountains from the valleys of sleep. And over the eons, you called to each thing. Awake from your slumbers and rise on your wings. Spirit, Spirit of gentleness, blow through the wilderness, calling and free. Spirit, Spirit of restlessness, stir me from placidness, wind, wind on the sea. You call from tomorrow, you break ancient schemes, from the bondage of sorrow, all the captives dream dreams. Our women see visions, our men clear their eyes. With bold new decisions, your people arise. Spirit, Spirit of gentleness, blow through the wilderness, calling and free. Spirit, Spirit of restlessness, stir me from placidness, wind, wind on the sea.
Laura Stover, as you leave our congregation. We wish to bid you farewell. A reading from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters,
I will be with you. And through them rivers, I shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Isaiah 43:1-3. So when Pastor Emily asked me to be here today to do the farewell for Laura, I said, sure, no problem. Then she informed me it was part of the service. I thought it was going to be us in a small room sharing our thoughts on the farewell. So I'm going to do my best to wing it. So in the short time that Laura's been here, she's made a huge impact on not only my family, but many families here at St. Olaf. She walked in the door, and it was like she was home. We all welcomed her, and we've shared smiles. We've shared tears. We've shared late-night brainstorming sessions. And it's always been a big deal since Laura's been at St. Olaf. That was our theme when she came here. And she is a big deal. She's always going to be a big deal in my life and my kids' lives, along with a lot of other families here at St. Olaf. So thank you for everything you have done for us in this short time, and know that you will always be a part of our family.
In holy baptism, our Lord Jesus Christ received you and made you a member of his church. When you came to St. Olaf Lutheran Church, we rejoiced to welcome you into the mission we share as the people of God. In this community, you have come to know and to share in God's loving purpose for you and for all creation. God has blessed you in this community, and God has blessed us through you. We encourage you to continue to receive and share God's gifts in the next place God called you to share your gifts and talents for the furthering of Christ's kingdom in a broken world. We'd like to pray for you now.
Gracious God, we thank you for the work and witnessing of your servant, Laura, who has encouraged us at St. Olaf Lutheran Church and shares her gifts with colleagues, friends, and family. Now bless and preserve her at this time of transition. Day by day, guide her. Give her what is needed. Friends to cherish her way, and a clear vision of that to which you are now calling her. By your Holy Spirit, be present in her pilgrimage, that she may travel with the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We call upon your spirit of unity, giving thanks for our different vocations. Activate and utilize the diverse gifts present in your church that they reveal your love for all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We call upon your spirit of life, present in air, wind, humidity, storms, and oxygen in our atmosphere, breathing energy into all things. Heal with your breath the whole creation, especially those who struggle to breathe due to air pollution. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We call upon your spirit of righteousness. Wherever we as a people are divided, unite us. Wherever we are prideful, humble us. Give each one of us a heart for justice and empathy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We call upon your spirit of healing. Bless nurses, doctors, midwives, chaplains, counselors, and hospice workers as they care for those in need. We pray for all who long for comfort, especially Gary Wiedenfeld, Curtis Stover, Tim Brainerd, Steve Springer, Steve Hall, Steve Kwong, John Evelyn, the family and friends of Kelly Hendricks at her passing, Rosemary Stickrod, Willie Williams, Steve McKinney, Mike and Chantel Early, the family of John Alstead, Bowden Seehusen and family, Scott Otto, Teresa Copps, and we especially pray for Laura Stover as she leaves St. Olaf and moves ahead with God's Spirit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We call upon your spirit of friendship. As Elizabeth welcomed Mary to her home, give us a spirit of welcome to those whom we meet in this congregation and outside these doors. Surprise us daily with unexpected grace, that we rejoice in every blessing you send. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We call upon your spirit of hope. As you have led your saints in all times and places, stir in us the desire to follow their example. leading us from death to new life in you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we will receive our offering. You are encouraged to give online for the mission and ministry at the PayPal link or by mailing a check to our church. That information will be given to you in the comment portion of this video. We appreciate your good gifts as they further sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Feed us again at this table for the service in your name, in the strength of the risen Christ who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead raise you to new life, fill you with hope, and turn your mourning into dancing. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Two and four. God of tempest, God of whirlwind, as on Pentecost descend, drive us out from sheltered comfort, past these walls your people send, sweep us into costly service, there with Christ to hear the cross, there with Christ to hear the cross. God of blazing, God of burning, all that blocks your purpose, purge through your church, Christ's living body, let your flaming spirit surge. Where deceit conceals injustice, kindle us to speak your truth. Kindle us to speak your truth. God of passion,
action, God on sleeping, stirring us, love's restlessness, where the people cry in anguish, may we share your heart's distress. Rouse us from content with evil. Claim us for your kingdom's work. Claim us for your kingdom's work.
Christ is risen just as he said. Go in peace, share the good news. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Thank you.